As we begin an endeavor, we make our first prayer to the God of all auspicious beginnings, the blissful and beautiful Lord Ganesha. No prayer to him ever goes unanswered. Way back in the 50s, Swami Amritananda, a saint who had lived with Sri Ramana Maharshi for 17 years, came to Bhagwan. Addressing him as Amritam, just how Sri Ramana used to call him, Swami asked him about a Ganapati Homam that he had performed as a 7-year-old. Swami Amritananda was stunned and gave all the details of that sacrifice, wherein he had chanted a Ganesha mantra 1,000 times every day and made as many coconut offerings to the Lord for 41 continuous days. What is the reward promised in the scriptures? Swami asked him. Swami, the scriptures say that Ganapati himself will appear in the Homa Kunda as the golden-colored effulgent Lord and grant everlasting bliss with his darshan. Did you have that darshan? Swami asked. Swami, I had no such experience. I was a small boy then. Maybe I did not do the sadhana well. Bhagwan immediately said, "No, no. It is due to all that japa and all that homa that you have come to me now. You will today, after 78 years, get the reward." And then Bhagwan lovingly asked Amritananda to behold him. In that instant, in front of his eyes, was not Swami, but the bewitching, dazzling, golden Ganesha, a form as effulgent as 1,000 suns. Swami Amritananda was blissed out completely for the next 3 days. He was transported from the normal to the ethereal. He had drunk the Amritam of Atmanandam. May this melody and the bliss of this story take us to those golden heights of oneness and love.